According to Obama, American exports to Latin America are up significantly over the past few years. Continuing that rise is one way he says the nation can create jobs, and Tampa is at the forefront of that.
Tampa is one of the biggest ports in the country, and a lot of the business being done here has to do with trade between us and Latin America. So the fact that it's gone up 46% since 2009 is a big deal for Tampa. In Florida, exports to this region are up nearly 30%. We now export more to the Western Hemisphere than to any other region in the world. And those exports support nearly 4 million U.S. jobs.
President Obama said he hopes to one day see cars built in cities like Detroit and Chicago exported to other countries. But for now, there are plenty of things the U.S. is sending to Latin America.
Every year, more than 2.5 million tons of fertilizer head out from here to farmers in the Caribbean and Central and South America. Engine oils that are produced not far from this port get shipped to countries throughout the hemisphere. Everything from recycled steel to animal feed gets sent from here to customers all across Latin America.
But increasing trade and competition also comes with a job. Obama said it's important to make sure competitors are playing by the same rules.
We've brought trade cases against China at nearly twice the rate as the last administration. We just brought a new case last month, and we've set up a trade enforcement unit that's designed to investigate any questionable trade practices taking place anywhere in the world. See, we're going to take action whenever other countries are skirting the rules, breaking the rules, and putting our workers and our businesses at an unfair position.
The president's speech lasted about 8 minutes. Afterwards, he shook hands with Tampa residents and signed a couple of people's T-shirts. One man, an artist, made his own shirt with a portrait of Obama. He was so excited that the president shook his hand and signed his shirt. All he could say was, he won't be washing that shirt. For WMNF News, I'm Janelle Irwin in Tampa.